Broadcasting live from Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. I'm Scott Bertrand, filling in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. Hour number two. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Washington Governor Jay Inslee focused his presidential campaign on the threat of climate change, has ended his bid for the White House. Democrat made the announcement Wednesday during an interview with MSNBC that leaves, 22 candidates still in the race. Fewer, though, will be on the next debate stage. Two, a baseball fan, although I'm sure she has more defining characteristics than that, born in 1908, has now celebrated her 111th birthday in New Hampshire. Her secrets to a long life? Well, we'll tell you about them. That is, in fact, if you want to live that long. And number one, another Republican is about to throw his hat in the ring for an unsuccessful primary challenge against President Trump. Who it is might surprise you, although I'll tell you in a minute. But watching the media embrace him will be even more amusing. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show this Wednesday, August 22nd. Welcome to it. Across this great state of Michigan, I come to you from Hillsdale, and people always ask me, where is Hillsdale, when I'm talking to people outside of the state or heading back to Illinois to visit family and friends. And here's how I say it. I say, go to the Ohio-Indiana border and go about 15 miles north. And there you will find Hillsdale, Michigan. And that's pretty good, right? And then the next question, of course, is, what are you near? And I have to say, nothing whatsoever. We're 2 hours from Detroit. We're 90 plus from Fort Wayne. We're an hour-ish from Lansing. We're, 75 minutes from Kalamazoo. Battle Creek is an hour. We are really not close to anything. But thanks to the magic of technology, I can broadcast to you from here in Hillsdale, where again I serve as general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College, also teach in the journalism department. Find my podcast, our podcast, The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, tune in. Weekly, every Friday it's up, and it's also on the radio on many of these fine stations as we try to bring you what's happening here on campus. Not like, oh, we got a new snack machine. No, what are people talking about? What are professors discussing? What are the arguments and debates that are happening here on campus? The Western Heritage, Liberal Arts. It's a fun program. Check out the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. Hey, you can also find the show on Twitter. Know when there's new episodes at Hillsdale Radio, at Hillsdale Radio. All right, as I just mentioned, I said another Republican, and it's technically true, but, you know, Bill Weld, who has already announced he's running for the Republican nomination, Bill Weld was a Libertarian in the last election, and now he's back to being a Republican, and he's barely won at bat when you take a look at his policy prescriptions. So Politico says this, and it was in Crane's Chicago Business and elsewhere. Joe Walsh, the former congressman, Tea Party congressman from the Chicago area, who's currently a radio host at night. Joe Walsh, the story says, moving forward toward challenging President Donald Trump in a Republican primary. But there's a story over at Crane's, if I can pull this one up real quick, at Crane's Chicago Business. And they would know, I guess they're, you know, the hometown hometown based in Chicago. They say it's a done deal. Sources close to the matter say that former Congressman Joe Walsh has told associates that he now expects to run, with an announcement coming as soon as this weekend, perhaps at a national political interview show. Joe Walsh served one term in Congress before redistricting, and Illinois made sure they drew him a map that would have him lose. In fact, he lost to Tammy Duckworth, who is now a U.S. Senator from Illinois. He's had an interesting little arc here because he was, Politico calls him a flame-throwing congressman. That might be a little harsh. He was more flame-throwing after being in office. In office, he was a conservative Tea Party congressman, unafraid to take the fight to President Obama and Democrats. Pretty much, period. Concerned about the national debt, concerned about the deficit, everything that the Tea Party was about back in 2010, that was Joe Walsh. As he left office and became the radio talk show host, first in Chicago and then nationally, again, the rhetoric was increased, which is why it's going to be very fun to see the media absolutely embrace Joe Walsh as an alternative to Donald Trump, when some of the things Walsh has said is at least as bad as Donald. The media would say it's at least as bad as what Donald Trump has said. Called President Obama, where is this? I can't find it now. I've got to come back to it. Walsh, though, called President Trump an unfit divider in chief, and claims the party is craving an alternative. Now, look, opinion polls would say the back half of that, at least, is absolutely untrue. Approval ratings for President Trump among Republicans are sky high. It does not appear many are craving an alternative unless you are of the bulwark variety, the Bill Kristol variety. They are desperately searching for someone to run against President Trump. But the rank and file, you and me, many are simply not concerned about a primary fight because it's going to be unsuccessful. Walsh told Politico on Wednesday he was confident he could secure the resources and support to mount a challenge against the president. And if he ran, he would announce in short order. Again, Crane says maybe this weekend. I've been really surprised, Walsh said, by the amount of anxiousness from people across the spectrum who want this president to have a challenge, because there's just a real concern that he's absolutely unfit. Joe Walsh asked on Wednesday whether he could secure the financial resources to go against Donald Trump's, financial resources. Walsh said, quote, abso-freaking-lutely. That's a direct quote. There's a drumbeat from a lot of people out there for somebody who wants to take this on. I think if there's an alternative out there, Walsh said, the money will follow. Now, even when he started his radio show, Walsh was a voted for Trump in 2016. My memory says he was a fairly big supporter, but his perspective has soured, he says. Quote, we need someone who could stand up, look the president in the eye and say, enough, sir. We've had enough of your indecency. We've had enough of your lies, your bullying, your cruelty. Enough of your insults, your daily drama, your incitement. Enough of the danger you place this country in every single day. We don't want any of this anymore, and the country certainly can't stand four more years of it. Now, another, as I said, Walsh has kind of shifted like sand here over the past few years. When he emerged as a Trump critic, or at least someone who was unafraid to be critical of President Trump, he did so from a conservative perspective. I mean, from a principled conservative perspective. He would get after him a little bit about spending, things like that. This rhetoric here, as he gets close to announcing a bid, sounds more like the boilerplate never Trump criticisms of the president being unfit for office, being a bully, using bad language, though Joe Walsh has used very bad language in the past. So this sounds different. This sounds very different. Now, put all this to the side, because there's virtually no chance he has any chance. Republicans are very happy, or at least happy enough, to renominate the president, and I'm not sure what this will get Joe Walsh, except a little more attention and publicity, which could be what it's all about. This is the Steve.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. Dot, dot, dot. JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? Question mark. We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
That's not cool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.